This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are joined right now by Susan Constantine, body language expert and trial consultant, as we dig more into the case against Rex Heuermann, more so though specifically James Burke, the former Suffolk County police chief, now arrested for using sex workers. He, of course, was already in prison for some other crimes and corruption. How much do you feel that his presence as chief for all of those years prevented the investigation from moving forward enough to find the Gilgo Beach killer and the allegations against Rex Heuermann, because they had stuff for a long time?
Well, you kind of wonder what is underground that we're not aware of, you know? Yeah. You know, that even takes you back to, like, you know, some of where the sex trafficking is over. There's something bigger than what sometimes we see on the surface. And there is police corruption.
Sure.
There is government corruption. There is judge corruption. There is organization corruption. There is corruption. I mean, in every area. So I just find it to be incredibly disturbing that, first of all, this person was empowered in the position that he had.
Yeah.
Given, you know, his background. You know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I was one of the experts that worked with one of the victims in the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you think about just that whole underground thing there.
Yeah.
All the people he was associated with. I mean, and the reason why everything's kind of kept hush of all those names and so forth.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot going on that I don't know that we all know everything. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there is some sort of correlation and why he was not brought to the forefront as a suspect or done anything about it earlier on than letting all these years pass by. Something's up with that.
Well, and talk about a case that was a rabbit hole, or is a rabbit hole, Jeffrey Epstein, and just how deep that goes and what the public doesn't know and maybe never will know about some of the interactions of the people involved in that rabbit hole. Because I think just the idea of accepting that some of the people that may or may not have been on Jeffrey's island is hard for people to grasp. I think the same thing kind of goes for something like this, where you have faith in your police chief. You have faith in the people who are supposed to be protecting and serving. And in many cases, most of them are good. But yes, you have your corrupt ones every now and then. I guess the question now goes, how corrupt was James Burke? Was this just on the surface of, hey, I don't want anybody also poking around this area because one of these sex workers may bring up my name as being a frequent customer? Or does it go deeper than that? And how deep does it go into a possible cover-up, or even, I mean, dare I say, some sort of relation with Heuermann or maybe any of the others that also are sitting there that I'm sure they're still chomping at the bit to start digging into to try and find some answers to who took so many of these lives?
Yeah, I think that there's just another underground world that you and I would never be privy to, that only those types of people have knowledge to. And, you know, I mean, at this point, you know, what we're doing is kind of theorizing or kind of a conspiracy of, like, is there something else going on? You know, part of it, is it a conspiracy or are these things really happening?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that he felt like, even with what's happening right now, these names of with Epstein is over there trying to curtail what those names are. Right? So sure, if one of those names of those prostitutes was linked to both of them, then of course there could be some really weird connection. And how was that connected? Was there something that the both of them had? They were part of that boys club or something? Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. And then when it makes you wonder, how deep does it go? If it is a conspiracy, was James Burke operating in a bubble unto himself? I mean, I suppose in some ways, if he was very, you know, secretive about his kind of dark sexual desires, possibly, but for, I don't know, for something like this to go on for all of these years and these cases just sitting there that had really a lot of evidence to go on, it makes you wonder, were there others involved in terms of helping James get away with that for so long? Or how deep does that chain go?
Yes. And let me tell you something. I find myself that this, and then I know of a case right now that's going to break out is, and it's kind of one of those Maya stories, you know, the woman who ended up killing herself because she was accused of Munchausen's by proxy. When you find out and you start to understand what's happening in a much deeper level, my point being is that the individuals that are in charge of those investigating these different types of cases have strategically put themselves in high positions so they can block it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I find very disturbing. So, I mean, I have knowledge of a psychologist who is local here that was like just kind of off the topic,
sure,
but with this Munchausen's by proxy stuff that's going on, and becomes the head of Department of Children and Families, being the psychologist where everybody goes to for the courts approved as being the court appointed programs that families have to go to. I mean, when you position yourself in those places and you're having dinners and lunches and relationships with all the top of the top decision makers, who's going to question you?
Yeah. And that's the scary part, especially when we realize the people that are in these high positions for so long, how fallible they can actually be. And then it makes you wonder, well, if this one is like that, how many else are out there?
Okay, so if you're going to try to block something, what would you do? Think like them. If you're going to want to have control over what evidence is going to be present or evidence is going to come out or information they have, when and if you were connected, what would you do? If you're going to, you have to think like, you know, it's kind of like you have to, this is, there's actually a biblical scripture that says you need to be cunning like a snake and gentle as a dove, right? Mm-hmm. You have to think like them. What would you do if you were trying to barricade and block anything that also would come out about you? You're going to try to get in those positions. You're going to want to socialize and you're going to create connections and relationships with those people and then have positions to where that they have to go through you in order to get to where they need to go. So then you block it. So, I mean, that's what I would do if I were Rex's place in his position. You know, sir, why wouldn't you want to connect with, you know, with your enemies? Mm-hmm. You know, they say you want to keep your enemies closer to you, right? I mean, just kind of think about that for a minute.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. It really, and I wonder what we're going to find out here about connections and things of that nature in this case.
Yeah.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.